Indeed, Christ has risen. Welcome and greetings. And in fact, Christ has risen, and this is what we would like to instruct and teach in part. Now, we ask you to forgive the words. We ask you to forgive the associations, if you will, because there, for some of you, have the strong reactions to Christ. Well, this is not a religious programming, is it? This is not a religious teaching. I do not want any part of that. And we understand this because some of this Christ material, quite frankly, has been shoved down the throats. Yes, we know of who we speak. What we are speaking of, in essence, is your freedom, is your truth, and is your bravery. Because as you step into your individualized understanding of the power of the all, now, this is an interesting statement that we make. Your individualized understanding, the Christ energy is the all, and it is the awareness that you are all of it, yeah? So how can it be individualized? We don't understand, you may say. What we propose, what we suggest to you is that you consider your aspect of it. In other words, your piece of the pie. Because as you step up in great faith and acknowledge that you do belong, that you do deserve, that you have arrived, that you have access to the whole, because in fact you are the whole. What you will do is you will play amongst the many that have stepped up in bravery and truth, because indeed Christ has risen. And that means that you can rise too. You can rise in equal stature to where you believe the enlightened masters habitate, to where they are. You can rise up to this type of understanding, awareness, power, and abilities. Now, we have the attention of some of you now, because once we have struck in the chord of abilities, you are interested, yes? And none of this fanfare, get onto the abilities, what can I do and what type of timetable? Now, we are asking you to remember that it is not so much a matter of doing as it is a matter of seeking, seeking union with your whole self, because as you arrive in this awareness, as you allow yourself to kick back and enjoy the ride out of samsara, you are going to find yourself quite cushiony. In other words, you are going to discover truth. And what you will find, quite ironically, is all the things on your to-do list will suddenly be a no thing. In other words, you will be able to do the things that truly matter. The things of null importance will simply disappear. But even the things that are part of your quest, even the things that you want to do in honor, in service, in truth, they will simply be an after effect. In other words, they will be a product of your arrival. And what you will find is that it is in fact your arrival into this mystery of life, into this higher awareness and altitude that will take you a step up, that will take you into your power and take you into the truth of where it is that you intend to reside. In fact, you will find that in truth, there is really no thing to do. In other words, you are seeking kindness, you are seeking union with your holy self. And as you arrive, as it dawns on you that you are already there, that you can play with the playmates of the King Arthurs, of the Sanandas, of the Yoganandas, that they are all there. All of your playmates from former lifetimes, all of the playmates that you seek to befriend in future lifetimes. In fact, they are there as well to have a joke with, to have a hearty laugh. You can visit friends on the other side of the globe, check on them, you see how they are doing, and have a holy conversation. Once you arrive at your totality, once you arrive at your understanding of your truth, in fact, your to-do list will come to you quite easily, but it will not carry the angst. It will not carry the necessity, the timetable, the urgency. In other words, you will be the Buddha on the lotus, and you will be in bliss. Now, once you arrive in bliss, and you've had the holy ceremony with self, and you swim in these energies for a time period, well, of course, you will want everyone to discover this holy truth, and you will seek to bring others up. You will seek to rise and to assert the right for all, for all to partake, because this is what you are coming to. You are coming to a realization that truly there is no separation. In other words, this whole idea that the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, I have but you don't, because this is the boundary line to our property. You see, all these silly ideas of the separation, this is what you are reconsidering, and you reconsidering in droves, because many of you are aware that you can simply tip over, step over the line or the boundary between who you are and who you recognize Sananda, Jesus, to be. Because in truth, you are one and the same with his mighty energy, with his holy awareness. Now, the same goes for the other enlightened masters, and this is what we would like to address. Because as you realize, in truth, there are no boundary lines. You see, when they were in the incarnation, they took on the flavoring of a persona, yes? And so you can identify they wore the distinctive white robes, and you do not. You tend to favor the jeans or slacks. So this is how you may be different. But in truth, you are really of the same energy, the same altitude, and you have full rights to all of the holy secrets that they have discovered. In other words, you can tap into their energy at will. You can recognize their holiness. You can recognize their altitude. You can recognize perhaps part of their persona that they still like to play so that you can dream them in quite easily. But as you tune into these energies of the masters, as you spend more time lingering with them, developing their air, their scent, their perfume, or what have you, you will find many similarities. In fact, there will be coming a time period where there will be a little bit of the blur. In other words, you will have difficulty finding the separation. Where does Sananda start and where does he end? Where do I begin? What you will find is, in truth, you are the masters. In other words, you are the Sananda, you are the Buddha. Now, this is something that is a little bit tricky to the linear mind, because the linear mind still has this idea of you down there and God upstairs, and you know the masters live upstairs too, so you must climb the ladder. You must climb a very high ladder to get to the top of where they reside. And you still have this sense that they are somehow separated. Now, if you understand that you are an eternal soul, and so when you incarnate in Holy Mother Earth, you take on the mind body, yes? You understand that this is not truly yours. This is something that you take on. You are the eternal one. And so in different incarnations, you take on the premise of being short, of being fat, of being tall, of being pretty, of being of a certain skin coloration, yes? And so these become the tags, if you will. These become the calling cards when you tune into your Akashic records and you identify your different linear experiences. Well, in truth, the same can be said for the masters, because in truth, as they incarnate with the different skin color, with the different linear incarnations, as you would understand them to be, well, then they take on a particular pattern and they are easily recognized. You look at the beautiful pictures of them and so on and so forth. But in truth, you understand this is not their true identity, yes? In truth, you understand that, in fact, they are energies of the divine. Now, if you understand as well that you have the ability to relate to them on a much more holistic manner, in other words, instead of seeing the Buddha in the Buddha's outfit or the Jeshua in clothing of his day, but rather understand that these are eternal energies, these are energies of the whole, energies of God, if you will. Now, if you play with this one step further and understand that as you release yourself from this incarnation, as this lifetime will come and pass at some future point, you in fact are not attached to your skin, you are not attached to your body, you are not attached to the feet that you used to travel with, yes? You are of the eternal and you are of the divine. Do you understand where we are going? Are you getting our message? In other words, as you give yourself freedom to merge with higher consciousness, what you will find is, in fact, you are playing with the energies of truth. You are playing with your own divinity, and you are learning to identify different aspects of divinity. For example, when you identify with the Kuan Yin and her beauty and her compassion, it is an identifying with the compassion of the Christ. It is identifying with the compassion of divinity itself, you see? And this is truly who you are. This is truly what the Kuan Yin energy possesses. But in truth, Kuan Yin in reality has been known by different names through history and depending on which culture you happen to arrive on in a different linear time space. Now, do you understand our point? So Kuan Yin is Kuan Yin and Kuan Yin is quite more. You are who you are by name, and yet you are quite more. Do you see where we are going with this? We are helping you to decide who it is that you truly are and to continue to drop this name calling. Now, we do not mean that you are calling each other the bad names, so to speak, but that as you release your identification with this one shall be called this and this one should be called that, which of course is quite helpful in your linear patterns, in your reference points, as you still consider yourself to be here and someone else to be there. You see, you still have this understanding that you are here and the masters sit over there. You see, they sit on the benches watching this performance. We are asking you to kind of, quite frankly, to release this, to consider the fact that these are aspects of you, these are aspects of your true divinity, and that in fact you are all, you see? Because as you understand that you are all, you are the Christ energy, and you are all also ego consciousness. This was the teaching that we sent out today, and we urge each of you to take time to peruse, to comb through the teaching, because it is a strong one, it is a powerful one, and it is one that we will be working with for a time period. Because it is quite important for you to understand that you are all of it. Because as you understand you are all of it, you have the great power to discern what part you will play with, what part you will identify. So as we attune to you in whole, in grandness, and in love, we ask you to strengthen your understanding, your union, your reunion with yourself. Because in truth, you possess the qualities of the Kuan Yin. You possess the qualities of the Buddha, the qualities of El Morya. You see, these are aspects of your own divinity. And as you will allow this, as you will permit the transmissions, the transfusions, if you will, of this energetic alignment, you will identify quite strongly with these different aspects of self. Again, it is not that these masters somehow are sitting and cheering for you separate from you. They are aspects of the self, which you are coming to recognize from within, which you are coming to own and embody from within. This is the idea of awakening. It is awakening to discover that you are all of it, that you are all of the beautiful, wonderful elements of all of the masters. In truth, there is no separation. Even some of the channelings, we have the hearty chuckle. You know, this channeling came from the Buddha. This channeling came from this master and so forth. In truth, we are very liberal with our associations on this scale. Now, there is a truth, if you will, that there are different service calls, so that there are those that are called to perform more intricate tasks. There are those that are energetically, karmically aligned or bound, shall we say, to the welfare of Mother Earth. So there is the need to focus on particular aspects of divinity. Now, this point is quite true. There are also those that are aligning to serve the will of God, aligning to serve more of the materialization. In other words, how to create a more healthy, well-balanced universe for all those seeking reunion with the divinity. All have their appointed roles, but it is important not to leave anyone out. It is important not to have anyone feel, well, they missed the train for that training. You see, you have the right, you have the ability to embody your divinity, your connection with the whole. As our beautiful Sananda spoke when he shared that he and the Father are one, it is quite true. In other words, as you continue to allow the presence of the divine to speak from within to embody your true nature, what you will be finding is you will be less resistant to the process, and you will be more open to allowing the love of God to speak through you, to dwell within you, and to serve the whole in a great, mighty, and powerful way. So we would like to hold this extension. In other words, we are going to energetically amplify the members of this group this afternoon, and to align your understanding, align your identification with one as a master. Now, these are words, yes, we have written them, we have spoken to you regarding them. But at this time, we're going to ask you to drop the words, because in truth, words are meaningless beyond the actual letters. What matters is your identification with that word. What you are mastering in truth is your consciousness. You are learning how to live from your power place, from your Christ center, from your wholeness. Now, as you allow yourself to be amplified, you will notice an energy shift. We ask you to pay particular attention to this shift, because the shift will be occurring. You will be feeling it in waves. We will be sponsoring you and helping you to integrate the shift. So as you feel a bit of the touch on the shoulder, as you feel the cool energy or breeze come by you, understand that we are working with you and helping you to realign. Now, you have a job as well, because again, we cannot do it without you. You have been gifted with the free will, and that is not to be overridden. So what we ask you to do for the next, the next 24 to 36 hours is to open up to the receivership, to keep affirming to your higher self, to the Christ Council, that yes, I am open to receiving partnership with my higher self. I am open to receiving my gifts so that I may be of service to the will of God. You see, as you state your claim to be willing to be of service, to align with your gifts within, to accept the energy that is being brought forth, then you will continue to align and you will continue to master this new energy. So it is quite important that you remember that this is a partnership and to go forward as such. If you should receive the blessings, the prayers, the attunements in other forms from other channelers or bearers of light or truth, remember this point, that it is always a partnership. It is always a gift that is waiting to be received. So receive well. Let us complete our energetic focus, and then we will proceed. Again, we advise you, we implore you, we almost beg of you, even though we understand this is not quite polite, but we will do it anyway, because you are the ones that will be saving your world. You will do it by declaring yourselves to be your own saviors. You see, you are identifying with the energy of Christ. Go in peace. So everybody, welcome. So nice to have everybody. The channelings are shifting a little bit, as you can tell, as the daily messages are coming through. So really, quite frankly, I have no idea what to expect. So people are saying, what can we expect? I'm like, I have no idea. And that really is the truth. But it's a wonderful, enjoyable process. And the sharing that we're all bringing it forth. So it's actually not myself that's bringing it forth. It's all of us, and that we all should be congratulated for identifying with our true nature. Okay, so we're going to start with Miss Janet. And Janet, hi, how can we help you today? She doesn't know how to, she's got to unmute. She wasn't ready. Take your time, sweetie. We have a moment.
Excuse me, I've got a cold too.
Aww.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Can you hear me?
Definitely can.
Okay, fun. Okay, good. Okay, to begin, briefly, a couple of things. I always love your channelings, you know, because I always do see how they speak directly to what's going on with me in any given moment. And today is no exception. Mm-hmm. Right down to the idea of my feeling like I don't have the right name.
Wow.
Which is really interesting. Yeah, my name, I actually dropped, I have recently dropped the professional name that I was using, and gone back to my birth name, and it feels like the most, I mean, this is very good. It feels very natural and normal and right, and yet that name also doesn't even feel like my right. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this other identity that I've been having for that I've applied for the past more than a decade, close to two, is suddenly, nope, it's over. I'm about to, I'm not sure if I'm looking for a question to be answered or a confirmation. I'm contemplating a move, a couple of moves that have been on the one hand really good, on the other hand scary, because they will leave me very untethered. And I have to, I'm getting emotional. I have to say that as I'm sitting here today, I'm recognizing that untethering will be very good for me. And I'm just, I'm there, I'm beclempt.
You're sweet. You're very sweet. Okay.
You know, so there's, okay. All right, that's all. Taking a leap that will literally leave me a free agent in the world.
Okay.
And yet suddenly I'm feeling like today, I'm suddenly feeling like that's actually probably the very best thing I can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I know they'll get it.
Okay. All right. So you just want clarification or confirmation?
I guess. I recognize my vibration shifting dramatically all the time. That's it. I see that where I am, I keep trying to look for this graceful way out of my situation, and it's not coming.
Okay. All right, and so you go, and you go by Janet. How do you see yourself right now?
Yes.
As Janet?
Yeah, Janet.
Okay.
I'm Janet. I was talking about my last name, Janet.
Last name, okay, gotcha.
Janet.
All right, sweetie. And say your first name, please.
Janet.
Oh, my. and that's a good thing. There's a lot of energies moving around with you, a lot. And that's very
it's
good.
Overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. I could definitely see that. Because it's almost like when I tune into you, God, everything feels so different energetically inside. It's almost like, you know, when you're trying to put things away, you don't even know where the spots are anymore, so you don't know where to put them. Because
exactly.
You don't even know where the things belong anymore. That's how much you've shifted. So So quickly. And that's what's leaving you feeling very, I would almost say unbalanced a little bit. But it's actually not a bad thing. It's because you're, okay, so let me just tune in before I start babbling. And say your name one more time, please.
Janet.
And say it one more time, please.
Janet.
Okay. So basically, I feel like you've already left home. So in other words, even if you haven't physically made the changes energetically, you really already have. And so to me, it feels like your physicality is just a matter of time before it catches up, because you've shifted vibrationally already, and that's here to stay. That is definitely here to stay. Now, what it's leaving you with is literally, I feel like, in a new paradigm, in a new... definitely frequency. And so here's the thing. Even though it looks like you're living in the same world, in fact, you're not. Because
I know I'm not.
Yeah. Okay. So because you've shifted in consciousness, you're actually opening up to a whole new energy pattern. And so what you want to understand is that energy is then going to invite you to the new tomorrow. In other words, because you're now resonating with a different frequency, that is what you're going to bring into your world, into your environment, in terms of opportunities that are going to manifest and be secured for you. It's because you have now earned them by consciousness. So that's the good thing. So they're saying, yes, trust that. They're saying, be patient with you. Be patient with yourself. Because it's almost like, I mean, literally, like you've landed on Mars and you really just don't know how this works yet. That's what it feels like to me. It feels very different. It's so good. They're saying there's going to be a learning curve involved. It's like a learning opportunity. So just be patient with yourself, because it's almost like this is how it feels like to me. It's like if you were in French class or whatever, and you're in just regular class and you're just so fluent, and the teacher calls you at the end of the class and she says, you know, she says, you're really not growing that much here. She says, I want to put you in advanced.
Right.
And so you say, okay, you show up in advanced and you're clueless. You don't know what's going on because, hold on one second. Oh, that's okay. They're all talking so fast and you're like, I don't know what, I can't even make out a word yet. It's kind of like that. So they're saying, be very gentle with yourself, get enough sleep, get good nutrition, get nature, that kind of thing, because you're adjusting kind of like to the language, like the new language, the new frequency, and how it operates. What I can promise you is it's here to stay, it's phenomenal, it's wonderful. And it's also leading you to new opportunities. So there, and say your name again, please.
Janet.
And say it one more time, please.
Janet.
Take them. Take the opportunities and run with them, and don't be scared. You know, they're saying you can be scared when you get there. You can be like, grab a box of tissues on your way out kind of thing. You can be scared when you get there, and they're kidding, they're teasing you. But they're showing me something with, Who's that guy? Richard Branson, I think it is. Okay, so he's got some quote, you can find it on Google Images or whatever. But he basically says, you know, if you're offered something, and he's talking about employment, but if you're offered something, say yes, and then figure out how to do it once you get the job, that kind of thing.
Right.
That's how it feels to me, that you're going, your energy has been so amplified, you're going to attract things by consciousness, and it's almost like you start getting dizzy, like you don't know if you can do this.
Right.
You can. Right. You can. You have earned this. You have earned this. You have earned this. They keep saying, be patient with yourself. You are going to feel a little unbalanced, and they're saying you're going to feel a little emotional. And the reason you're going to feel emotional, you identify with that. It's because you're still clearing out some, because you're in the higher frequency, any of those old emotions that haven't cleared out, they're going to get triggered, they're going to get stirred, and that's okay. Just release them. So it may be like somebody else will look at something in a movie and be like, ah, and you look at it in the movie and you just start sobbing because you're releasing some of that pent-up stuff.
I feel like things are coming up to release. Lately, I've done extraordinary healing, actually. Very, very deep. And so astonishing, it changed.
Okay.
The shape of my palm, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, you're good to go. I promise you. And say your name one more time, please.
Janet.
And say it one more time, please.
Janet.
You've got, oh my goodness, you have, Janet, say your name one more time.
Janet.
I don't know what it is, but it feels like a lucky charm to me. It feels like an amulet. So like the key, it keeps changing form, and I don't know what it is to you, but I get the energy of it. So I first saw, like in the Chinese have for the New Year, they have these like dragons, like these amazing dragons, and of course it's bringing in the good, excuse me, energy of the New Year. Okay, so first I saw that, and then I saw a leprechaun. So you've got some kind of energy being amulet something that it's a positive sign. It's a positive energy sign that's helping you. I hear cha-ching. So now we're talking money. Isn't this a good reading? It's bringing in prosperity. I mean, I see it. I see the golden coins coming. So have fun with it. Keep saying yes. Keep saying yes. You know, someone says, can you do a reading on blah, blah, blah? And you're like, I don't know. Say yes. Say yes. Spirit's working with you to help amplify your abilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so does that answer your question for today?
Partially. Partially. Okay. It throws a little confusion in also.
Okay. And what's the confusion about? What's confusing?
There's no real hard and fast opportunity. I totally get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There is no yet real hard, fast, specific opportunity. I see interest suddenly. I suddenly start getting phone calls and emails and saying, hey, could you? And one of my concerns is that something that I'm contemplating now will, you know how when you decide you're done with a place, that suddenly opportunity all starts coming at mm-hmm. you in that place that you've decided to leave.
And say your name one more time, please.
Janet.
Follow what makes you happy. Yeah, I just feel like you've got that positive energy.
Maybe it's not even going to matter.
Yeah, I feel like you. I'll leave you with this. I feel like you have the Midas touch right now because you've done the work, and so you're just energetically attracting all kinds of good stuff wherever you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Does.
Okay. All right. If you have any other follow-up questions, you can just email me, and I'll be glad to help you.
Okay.
All right, so nice to see you. I'm so happy for you. It's all because of your good work. I'm so happy for you. Yeah, take pride. I know, that's how I feel. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you for sharing all that good energy with us. It's good.
You.
It's really good. It's a little, I'll leave you with this. It's a little scary because it's a new venture. But it's a good new venture. You know, it's like a kid, you know, getting into their favorite school, and it's like, this is what they always wanted, but it's a little scary because they've never left home before. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, I promise you. But email me if you have any questions at all. I'll be glad to help.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Nice to see you. I'm so happy for you.
You too.
Hey, Miss Valerie.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
Open to their whatever they feel I need to know today.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Valerie.
Okay, one moment, please. Janet had this whole procession of energy following her. So I'm just trying to release it so I can get some space here. So funny. I'm so sorry, Valerie. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
Thank you. I don't know what they mean by this, but what they're saying is you can do more than you can. You can do more than you can. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Thank you. You can do more than you can. They're saying that things, how do I say this? Things come up in your mind, ideas come your way, opportunities. And gosh, it's so funny because, you know, here's the thing. The message is opportunities come your way or ideas come. And you kind of dismiss them off, like you don't consider them long enough, and they're asking you to kind of upgrade your self-image, not your image, but your understanding of self. They're asking you to upgrade your understanding of self so that you will permit these opportunities to manifest. So they're not showing up necessarily in your external, more so in your, like your mind stream, of just in terms of different possibilities that you can manifest or attract or whatever. And you kind of like, oh, I'm not really ready for that, or maybe one day or something like that. And you kind of dismiss it off. So now the interesting thing is when I try to tune into the message, the same thing happens. When I try to get clarity on what they're trying to say, it gets dismissed off, it gets pushed away. And that they're saying that actually is what's happening, because they wanted me to see what happens when they try to like send you the ideas or whatever. The feeling I have is like your guides are working with you and kind of plant little seeds. And you just kind of like, yeah, maybe one day, or you know, whatever, you know, it's like, yeah, but I'm busy right now, I'm bicycling, or I don't know what the story is. And so they were showing me exactly what happens when they try to get you to receive something. So let me see if I can figure out what it is they're trying to tell you. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
They're asking you to consider practicing like your psychic abilities. I know you've done this before, but you have the ability to start doing it more so. And as you permit yourself to be seen as a medium, as someone that can tune into spirit, you know, it's not so much about making $1 million now as much as you getting to work with those energies and developing them and developing your own, developing your own understanding of self. Developing your own understanding of self. And it would serve you, you know, just, you can play with friends, you know, get on Skype or Zoom or whatever and just have fun. But start owning that. Start admitting that to yourself. That they want you to stop being in denial about that, because that's grooming you. You're not going to be the world's famous medium. But it's grooming you for your bigger task. So you want to start playing in that world and not... goodness. They're saying you keep, what's the word? Valerie, say your name again.
Valerie.
Yeah. You keep looking at what someone else can do. You know, it's like this guy's at Omega, this guy's here, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, yeah. And Valerie's in her apartment in New York City giving readings. So there you go. And again, it's not about building a mediumship career. It's about you getting comfortable owning that as an aspect of self. And developing your comfortability and your familiarity with kind of like the spirit world, with the really the totality of you, because whether it's the spirit world or it's the masters, whatever, you're really learning about you. And they're saying, what better way to explore it than do it? In other words, you know, here's what they want to say. You can read a book about the ocean, you can go on YouTube and study wave patterns, or you can go to the beach, you know? And so they're saying, go to the beach, hang out on the beach. And there are people like, oh, there's the lady that goes to the beach all the time again. They're saying it's time, because it's gonna open you up in almost like, it's kind of like your practicum. Like, you know, you've taken the coursework, so now you're in practicum one, here you are. And they're basically saying, go. It's like, and start, the timer starts now. So do you have any questions in regards to that?
No, I will, you know, I know meditation's a part of that, and then I'll just endeavor to pay more attention to subtle. I mean, this was a big invitation, and I've been getting the hints that I can do it. So, yes, I know practice makes perfect.
Okay. And so what they're saying is, and they don't mean to pick on you or anything, but it's not even about perfect. It's more so about, hang on, there's a point to this. Hold on. I'm going to get this. Familiarity with those energies, with those frequencies. They say they don't mean to like drive the point home, but I don't forget the phrase. But anyway, it's really about you, stepping up.
Okay, I will figure it out, but thank you very much for the push.
All righty, my job to push here. Hey, Miss Mary.
Hi,
nice to see you. I can hear you great.
Oh, good. Wow, I'm overwhelmed. Let's see. I feel like I want to ask about my thing with, like, I feel like I'm in this struggle now that has been going on for a long time, and it's regarding food that I put in my body. Mm-hmm. I recently went on a cleanse, you know, about a month ago, and I really had phenomenal results. Mm-hmm. At the end of the cleanse, all I wanted to do was eat. And I felt so, I don't know if it was the cleanse that helped my hands or if it was other energies that are coming in now. Mm-hmm. I really feel like it had to do with putting a lot of green food in my body. Mm-hmm. But now, I've tried different things like throughout the years and I never can sustain it. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing with me emotionally, feeling that need to eat stuff that's, I'm not like overweight. It's not that I feel, it really brings my energy down. It really pulls me down. Sugar, chocolate is a big one. Caffeine, I've gone off coffee, but so many times and back on. And I feel like this is really affecting my whole energy level and my, what I can do in the mm-hmm. world. Like, it's like, this seems like the one of the big stumbling blocks for me, or something. I don't want to make it hard. I want it to go through this with ease and grace and everything. But it's just, I can be okay for a long time in the day, then it's nighttime, like it's more nighttime, like I have to eat some things. I feel my energy. I felt so light and amazing and on this cleanse, but I can't sustain that. You know, I felt this, it's almost like I'm playing with the whole polarity, the opposites, like mm-hmm. still. And I don't know what is, I really want to release this whole thing and let it go.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. One moment, please. You just have the sweetest energy, too. So sweet. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Mary.
And say it one more time, please.
Mary.
Okay, so I'm not a healthcare practitioner, and I cannot diagnose or treat a health or medical condition. I should say that before I start tuning in. God bless me. Say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
And say it one more time, please.
Mary.
Okay, so what they're saying is a few things, and I was taking notes because I was like, I am not going to remember all this. You have some kind of food sensitivity, I would say. It's nothing like extreme, nothing to be like super concerned with, but there's something that you're eating that's leaving you, this is just one out of many things they had to say, but there's some things that you're eating that are just not in alignment with your frequency right now. So they're asking you to just kind of notice, I feel like it's stuff that you just normally eat. And so it's gonna be the kind of thing that I would never have guessed that, because I've been eating that all my life. So I don't know if it's like processed foods or what it is, but there's something that, actually a couple of things that just because of the frequency changes and the energy changes, you're kind of like Janet. You know, you're vibrating and you're a different person than you were in 1980, even though you look the same. You're really not. And so it's recognizing that foods have, they're also asking me to remind you that some foods are dense, some foods are light. So there's a light quotient in terms of, you know, they always say, you know, stuff that comes out of the ground, you know, stuff that is aligned with nature, that has the light frequency. So going back to the first thing is just to pay attention to your emotional state after like different things that you eat, and you'll easily say, you know, I just kind of feel like yucky after I eat this, and then you just know to kind of eliminate those things. So it's nothing like, I don't think it's like allergic or anything, more so that it's somehow the balance or whatever, it's just not working for your frequency. They're also saying to pay attention to your nutrition, because there's stuff that you're taking in that may be feeding kind of like the space in your stomach, that's not giving you the nutrition you need, so that you're missing the nutrition even though you're eating. So at this time, your body really does need the nutrition because of the upgrades, and I feel like you're getting a lot of upgrades because you're Miss Light Worker there. So your body really needs good nutrition. So when you were talking about greens or you were talking about anything, it's like that's what your body wants. Your body wants nutrition. So what happens when it's not getting the nutrition it really needs right now, it's going to keep being hungry and it's going to keep wanting more stuff because it's just trying to get the nutrition. And so when you know, Mary, it's like I need to be sitting in your chair because I honestly do the same thing. But it's, so when you keep feeding it with stuff, it's still not the right stuff. It just keeps wanting more. The other thing they want to share is there's a tendency for people to I know this sounds crazy, but there's a tendency for people to be a little bit more bloated right now or a little bit larger. And it has something to do with us trying to integrate the light. Has something to do with kind of feeling safer. So there are a lot of people that are kind of packing on the pounds a little bit, and it has to do with a little bit of the safety factor. And so what they're showing me, you're gonna laugh because I remember Benjamin used to watch SpongeBob. They're showing me a fish on his little show that was a puffer fish. And so when she got scared, which was often, she would puff up. And so they're saying, in fact, that's what we're doing. Like those that are really trying to hold a lot of the light right now and doing it fast. See, the thing is you're on the fast track. So you're trying to handle a higher frequency and kind of assimilate it to it. And so what they're saying for the benefit of all of us is that there's this tendency to kind of bloat up or become like the puffer fish, kind of just to feel a little more grounded. That's the other thing they want to say. Make sure you do grounding work. Any kind of grounding work will do. You know, so for me, I put my feet on Mother Earth and I get like that energy. And they're saying it's actually nutrients, believe it or not, that somehow I receive through the chakras at the bottom of my soles, that I'm actually getting nutrients from her. So if you remember that there are those that reside on planets that are literally breatharians, like, you know, they get the nutrients from different ways than we do. So if you keep in mind that there are many ways to get nutrients, that will be a plus. What else did I want to tell you? Downtime. There are times, I don't even know what your question is, but what they're telling me is you feel there's something in your psyche that says that it's like, I'm not a good person unless I'm busy. I'm not a good person unless I'm doing it, unless I'm productive. And what I do equals who I am. So they're saying that at this time that you have different needs than when you were 20 or when the energies on the earth were different. So that you're allowed to call a timeout for yourself. You know, it's sort of like when you see kids getting overwhelmed or tired or cranky, you call a timeout because they don't know how to do it for themselves. You know, like just go and rest for a little bit, lay down in the sun or whatever. They're saying that grown-ups need to learn how to do that for themselves, and we don't, because we look lazy to ourselves. You know, no one else cares what we're doing to ourselves. You need some like R&R, some stress relief, like, even take a walk for 10 minutes, sit in a garden, walk, like anything that would, I feel like you're an empath, you take on other people's energies. And so what you're also coping with is there's just so much fear energy running rampant right now. And if you're in the United States, then you've got even more with the elections, I promise you. It's just in the air, and it's I don't want to say it's bad because that's such a dualistic statement. But it's really out there, especially with this whole election thing. And so what my feeling is, you're just a top efficient empath. I mean, you're just doing a beautiful job of clearing that energy for everybody in your little neighborhood. But you want to make sure that you clear it for yourself as well. So so make sure you do your clearing, your rejuvenating, your nature, that kind of thing. Take a shower, crystals, you know, whatever sings to your heart, whatever calls to you. But understand that here's what they want to say to you. That is being responsible. See, they're saying there's something in you that sees that, oh, it's like, oh, you know, I need a nap, or I need to go take a shower and someone else doesn't. It's like, no, like you're working harder than that other person, not to put that other person down, but you're not just doing Mary, you're doing like spiritual work in addition to what linear Mary is doing. So it's like, you know, it's basically like you're doing two jobs and you need to compensate for that. In other words, you need to take care of the vessel, because it's that physical vessel that helps you perform all that beautiful work. And they're saying, be proud of it, be proud of it. I feel like you really are making a difference, if it helps any. I really feel like you're holding a really, you know, big part of the pizza pie and really doing a beautiful job with it. Okay, so to recap, it's paying attention to what you do eat. Pay attention to exactly what it is you're putting in, because you're putting in stuff with low nutritional value. That's just what Americans eat, but your system needs like the best of the best right now, the best of the best. So the fruits, the vegetables, the greens, stuff like that. Downtime. I think I handled it all. One moment. And say your name again, please.
Mary.
And say it one more time, please.
Mary.
Yeah, you need some kind of like R&R or something. And they're saying that you're not giving that to yourself. And then by the end of the day, it's like you're just trying to find a way to cope, kind of thing. So you need to find a way to deal with that energy before the end of the day when it's too late to go out jogging or something. You know, so whatever it is, you know, 15 minutes, I'm reading my book. I don't care who needs dinner, I'm reading my book, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like, you know, here's what I want to leave you with. Like, imagine, you know, you guys just invested in a $2,000 piece of equipment from NASA, quite literally. You know, you would take very good care of it, wouldn't you? You would take very good care of that equipment. You're that $2,000 piece of equipment from NASA, so take very good care of it.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, sweetheart. One more thing. Mary, say your name again, please.
Mary.
And say it one more time.
Mary.
Fasting on juicing would help. Like, not fasting to fast, but like juicing, that type of thing. Maybe that's kind of similar to your cleansing.
Yeah, see, the thing is with me, I've done, like, the cleansing, I was putting amazing foods in my body, and I'm still, it's a powder, it's mostly like a shake, it's from a company, mm-hmm. Purium, and my thing is, I know how those bad foods make me feel, but I just go and have them anyway. That's my thing, I know how they all, and you know, and that's more at the end of the day, then you're right, like, it's because I don't have that R&R, I don't have that, I do feel like so much going on in my life right now that I have to.
Yeah, there is, there really is. Okay, like, so my strong feeling is if you will do all the positive things for yourself, including the greens, including, you know, maybe like fasting with the juices or the greens, like periodically in a routine, you know, whatever feels right to you. So in other words, you gotta be proactive, because if you're not, you're gonna keep having that other. I feel the other thing I'll leave you with is I feel like you prioritize others before yourself too much.
Yeah, I do.
So, that's part of the reason why your needs aren't being taken care of. So they're saying that now that you notice that, you can do something about it. Now that you notice that, you can do something about it. So imagine this was the problem of a dear beloved pet or beloved child or, you know, or grandmother that you just treasured. You would be all on top of it, correcting whatever the needs were. So just do it for yourself. Okay. They're saying you're worth it. You're worth it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Okay, Miss Michelle. Oh, if it makes you feel better, Mary, I'm doing the same thing. So, I'll be your partner. So everything they told you to do, I believe it or not, I'm gonna start doing. I kid you not. Janet too. No, honestly, we'll have a little like program, the three of us, and we'll support each other because I'm in the same boat you are. Okay, Janet's got some green. She's gonna email us what she takes, so we can take it also. Alrighty, you're in good company, unfortunately, but fortunately. All right, Miss Michelle, how can we help you?
Hi.
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 Oh, Kayla says hi too.
Hi to Kayla.
I guess I am open to whatever message is to my highest good.
Okay.
Oh, and there's Valerie. And I just, if I can just say, if her mediumship is any, I don't know, if that's what you did for me, then you're extraordinary. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, there you go, Miss Valerie. There you go. All right.
Yeah, so. I almost want to cry because of it.
See, you have your first testimonial.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be waiting for the website. All right, so a moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
I was tuning into Valerie. Hold on one moment. I'm so sorry. I was so excited for Valerie. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God. You look so like a Buddha. Oh, my gosh. So who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I'm looking at this Buddha and the arms are coming out everywhere. Like she's got more than two arms. And it's because of everything that she can do for humanity. My gosh, I almost feel like you're the embodiment of her. Wow, are you amazing, Michelle? All right, so let me bring forth a message now that I see her. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
You know stuff, and it's time to speak your truth. You know stuff, and it's time to speak your truth. You were put here, you were planted here for a reason. You know, it's if you have a plant, you go to Home Depot and you get plants and pots. Well, the idea is to put them in the garden and allow them to grow. And you're basically this beautiful plant that's been potted on Mother Earth. And, you know, it's sort of like, well, maybe I got the wrong color. Maybe it's not the right time to pot this plant. Maybe, you know, the root system isn't right because of the other plants. Maybe the color will interfere with the colors of the plants across the street. Like all these reasons to doubt the fact that in fact it's a beautiful plant and it belongs planted in your garden. Okay, so obviously the plant is you. They're saying that it's time to, and say your name again, please.
Michelle.
Goodness. They're saying it's time to stop apologizing for who you are and allow yourself to shine, allow yourself to flourish, allow yourself to be present, to stop denying you, to stop denying your feelings, to stop denying your needs, to stop, oh my goodness, to stop denying your very presence, to stop denying your very presence. Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Goodness, I'm so sorry to say this. Don't kill the messenger. Stop being a scaredy cat. I'm so sorry to say that to you. stop being a scaredy cat. It's sort of like, it's almost like there's a neighborhood bully and you've been bullied so much that you're like this little teeny tiny kitten in like the corner of the room. And they're saying it's just time to like get at your growl. It's so funny because there was a daily message. I don't know what, because today was all about Jesus in the daily messages, but I guess the other day, anyway, I was looking at this picture, and it was one of those pictures where it's like a little cat and it's looking at its reflection and it's like the tiger.
Yeah.
That would be you. So somewhere along the line, you allowed some bully to scare you. And so it's kind of like you're cowering. I can see you. It's like, I gave this message to someone else too the other day. It's so funny. But anyway, it's like you're cowering in this corner. And you're only a kitten because that's how you perceive yourself. You see, and as long as you perceive yourself as a little tiny kitten that doesn't have a growl, well, then that's who you shall be. But the second that you recognize that you're also this lioness, that you're also, you know, this tiger, you are going to permit that to be, to bloom forth, to be promoted, to be invited to participate. Gosh, so it's like, to me, it's like all about that whole root chakra thing, because the root chakra thing is just kind of like, you know, I am. It's like, I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to have a voice. I'm supposed to be heard. I'm supposed to exist. I'm supposed to be present. Like, and that's how it feels to me. As if like your questioning is like, as if this whole incarnation was a mistake. Like, you know, maybe I jumped off the airplane too soon when it came to Earth or something. And they're saying, no. This is exactly what's supposed to be. Now, the only thing that's missing is you're missing your growl. You're missing your growl. I've never given that message ever. You're missing your growl. Okay, so let's try this again. Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
Man, you've got a Buddha. It's not a well-known Buddha, actually, and that's why I can't get her name. But she actually is... are you working with like a particular mantra or prayer or some Buddha? Because I actually feel like she's merging with you. And it's like you're going to be working with her strength and her power and her abilities. Are you doing some prayer or mantra or reading a book or something?
I'm doing the Course right now.
Course in Miracles.
I mean, but I'm not, that's my focus every day, really. You know, and reading other books, but no, I haven't, I was,
Michelle, say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
I want to say it's Kuan Yin, but the only reason that I don't is she just feels so much stronger than Kuan Yin. And she's laughing, it is Kuan Yin. But Kuan Yin's laughing at me and she's basically saying, you haven't seen anything yet. Because she's saying, just because you have the compassion doesn't mean that you don't have the power. She says, and that's the part that you've been missing. You've been so focused on the compassion and the love, you have forgotten to also be powerful. And she says, that's what she's instructing you. That's what she's teaching you. Is you can have, it's kind of like, you know, well, you don't want to be loving, you want to be the aggressive. No, it's like love is the most powerful energy on the planet. Love is what got Lazarus to be risen from the dead. And she says, that's the part that you've been disidentifying with. That, you know, you get the love and compassion, but you don't get the power. And she says, you know, without that, you're not going to get the, what is she saying? Wish-fulfilling jewel. You're not going to get the wish-fulfilling jewel. Do you know what that means? No. Okay. Well, she's going to teach you, apparently. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
Yeah, it's all about power through compassion. So you've got the compassion part. You're on the right track. Everything that you do, the peaceful soul that you are, she says, oh, that's fine. She says, but you just need your backing. You just need your ground.
So, okay. I'm sorry. So this probably has to do with my mother. As the bully, I don't know. That's just what keeps coming for me. And she was over yesterday, and I really have no idea how to. I don't know how. I can't be in her presence without feeling very small. Mm. So maybe they can talk a little bit to that, because I don't know.
feel very lost in that regard.
All right, one more, please. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
You know, they're saying, here's the advantage of a bully. This is where a bully actually comes to be a support and help. Because when a bully pushes you into a corner, you can play scared and timid. But at some point, you recognize that, how do I say this? It's like you desire to be out of that corner so badly that you will find the inner strength and power in a way, here's the gift that your mother's giving you, in a way that you would not have found if it had been an easy, harmonious relationship. And that's the gift that you're giving yourself through the experience with that aspect of her. Now she's displaying that aspect of her, which is something that has a karmic resolution component to it. But they're saying, suffice it to say that it's bringing you a message and a gift. It's bringing you a gift, a message and a gift. Because it's almost like, it's kind of like a Rocky movie or something like that, where, when someone gets pissed off enough, that it's like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. That's where you have the opportunity right now. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
Yeah, someone's been trampling on your feelings. They're saying someone's been trampling in your garden, trampling on your feelings. It's building up to the point of karmic resolution. In other words, the solution is to resolve it, to not keep trying to be the nice one, to not keep trying to be nice, to not keep having compassion for everyone else, but to have compassion for self. So you're not actually, how do I say this? You're not actually hurting anyone by recognizing your strength. You're actually inviting everybody to recognize theirs as well. And you've been playing it the other way. Like, if I just keep being nice, if I just keep, making peace, if I just keep being pleasant, whatever, somehow that's bringing everyone their good. And it isn't. What they actually need is for the real you to come out, because then, hi, sweetheart, then it gives everyone else an opportunity for them to discover their own real self. And to be honest, of all the different players in your little scenario, I actually feel like you're the closest to the truth, and you're actually the one that's going to lead everybody else home. So it may seem like everyone else has it together but you, but actually you're the one that's going to lead all the troops home.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're very welcome. All right, sweetheart. Last but not least, does Dr. Lewis Singer have a question? Let's see if he's... Oh, yeah, he's coming.
I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Sunglasses. All right. In fact, let us say, for the record, you are all good, swimmingly, in fact. You are rising to the occasion, and on more occasions than not, and it is to your credit that you are doing so. In other words, it may be said, it may be called, that this is a bit of the sink or swim time, and you are learning how to do the butterfly stroke just beautifully. Until next time, we remain. And please remember, we also truly do remain. In other words, we remain with you. We travel with you. Invite us in. Invite us to have a word or two. Yes? Until next time, we remain. Namaste.